final day. It's your last chance to hear me. Adam Gold returns next week.
And you producer like fruitcake?
Victoria. No.
No.
I feel the same way about it. There was, like, it was not too long ago I heard somebody talking about eating a fruitcake. And they were an older person, but I, like, was trying to make a mental note of who it was to be like, that's it. That's a person that, I've never heard someone say.
You found the unicorn.
I'm a fruitcake. Is it because the stereotype became, like, the fruitcake that's, like, 2 years old, and so now you just don't trust any fruitcake?
Maybe.
But I don't like fruits as dessert in general. Like, there are a lot of fruits that I like, but I'm not a cherry pie, apple pie, peach cobbler, blackberry cobbler, strawberry ice cream, all of those. I don't find them gross, but I would never order them and rarely take them if offered to me. I'm just not a fruit dessert person.
I know. See, I've had one fruitcake I've tried one time and it was gross. And I like fruit tarts and I like spice cake, but I feel like it's put together and it's gross.
Fruit is like an excuse to try and dress up my dessert with healthy stuff. I'm like, no. I would like
chocolate.
I would like some sugar
whipped cream
with some chocolate on it. With some more sugar sprinkled on it, with some whipped cream, with some caramel, and inside is, I don't know, a sugar bomb or something.
Not all of it.
Get the fruit out of here. That's not what I need.
No.
Following up on my last point, I try not to be a dude, and I'm not this guy, who's like, message boards, morons. Like, no. But here's what I will say. If you are on a message board, it is very likely you would not find my style of radio very entertaining. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way, because traditionally, well, I think of people now on message boards as a large overlap with people that, like, follow recruiting rankings. A lot of those are in the same place, or we want to know who get this kid. Like, you are following sports different than I do, and I totally get that. And I have plenty of friends and cool people and awesome people who do it that way. They geek out, and I mean that in a good way, about their team, and they want to know everything about it, and they follow every coaching hire and all this stuff like that. And there are a ton of diehard fans like that at ECU, and there's plenty of them at all other places. I'm not that dude. I can barely care about recruiting rankings. I care more. We talked to Scott Dupree at the John Wall Invitational. Like, I care if I'm going to watch the number one player in his class versus the number three player in his class. That is cool to me. But I don't care about, you know, I pull for UNC basketball, but I don't start looking at, like, who they signed and where they are as juniors and watching their mixtapes. And it's like, because, I mean, this has probably always been the case, but it seems like it more these days because we know more about these kids. We follow them longer. Who knows whether they'll end up playing for you or not, you know? I remember when I did care about that stuff more, and I was like, J.R. Smith's going to UNC, and then the last minute, he's like, actually, I'm going pro.
Right.
So it's like, why even bother following that? But I get that is how some people consume sports. So when I say, people on message boards probably wouldn't like my style of radio, that is not because they're losers in their parents' basements, meathead. They're like, no, I don't mean
just
that. They're probably people on there who are much smarter than I am and are attorneys and doctors or whatever, and this is how they follow and consume sports, and I totally respect that.
Sure.
And I get that they wouldn't like the fact that, you know, I like show tunes and want to make jokes about uniforms, and
we talk to the chat bot.
and talk to the chat bot and make up limericks, and I try to talk to my smart friends who know sports better and break down stuff, and there's a part of me that knows some of that stuff. I just don't find it as interesting to talk about, especially in basketball. I know the game, baby. I know Spain action. I know horns.
Right.
I know pick and roll.
Let's go.
I can recognize his own defense. All right.
Technology lets you multitask from a bike desk.
Whew. 3 meetings in 3 miles.
But to manage multiple clouds, you need more than technology. You need CDW to implement and deploy a Nutanix hybrid multi-cloud solution that integrates all your apps and data into one platform. With unified management and seamless workload migration, CDW will help your team accelerate digital transformation.
Starting mountain incline.
That's enough for today.
Nutanix makes simplified hybrid multi-cloud possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/Nutanix.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Friday is also the time when we plow through several games in quick fashion. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do we have an intro music
we
for this?
Do for
Let's play
Minute Takes.
Sorry, I should have just let you say it.
No, you're fine. tag team.
And then I should have not talked over the intro. It's kind of a quick intro.
It is.
I thought I was going to have more like 15 seconds to
There's
get my
not
notes
too much
ready
of a
here.
Dynamic there. Yeah. It's fast.
That's no good.
Because it's a fast segment.
And are you chiming in on these takes, or, am I filling a full minute myself here?
We'll go with it.
All right. Let's see what I can do. Panthers Bucks with the playoff hopes on the line. If the Panthers lose this one, they are finally out of playoff contention. Yeah. But if they win this one, it's on, baby. And in fact, they've got the front running. They've got their destiny in their own hands. If they win, they are in. And Josh Norman is back on the sideline. He's at the very least, you got to let Josh Norman give a pregame speech, right?
Oh, yes.
I went back and was watching highlights. I don't know why it popped up, but it was like Josh Norman. I think I was looking for some Josh Norman audio, hoping he would have dropped some spicy stuff or whatever. But then, I saw his old showdown with Odell Beckham.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just like
going at it.
I mean, fighting after every play.
Absolutely.
And Odell finally got a touchdown, but he didn't have a great day, and the Panthers won. And it was like, dude, I'm like, at the very least, let this guy give a pregame talk.
I know.
If Josh Norman gives the pregame talk,
oh,
they
it's
win.
It's on.
Otherwise, I'm going with the home team Bucks.
Plus, I think Panthers, when you add, because anytime they've changed by adding or taking away someone from the team, they always do well the next week.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Get Cam Newton in there. We'll see.
Yeah, throw him in there.
All right, next up. Bills, Bengals. This is Monday Night Football. 12-3 Bills, 11-4 Bengals. The Bengals looked like they were going to be that Super Bowl hangover team. You see it so often. You lose the Super Bowl. You had a great season, but you end up following up with not a great season. Bengals looks like they're on that track. Not so much anymore.
In
fact,
now
Joe Burrow, I think, is the second leading guy behind Mahomes in Vegas for the MVP. Josh Allen can't be too far behind. So two great quarterbacks, two great teams. Could be an AFC Championship preview, and we get it in Monday Night Football. I think by win, combined win total, it is one of the two best matchups in Monday Night Football history.
Yeah.
Give me the Bills. I think they're in playoff mode right now. I think they're trying to prove things to not only them, the Bengals, but like the Chiefs and other teams that they want to prove they are the best team going in. They want the number one seed. Give me the Bills.
And it is going to be in Cincy, so that's going to be, I don't know, this is going to be tough.
That's fine, as long as it's not raining. I mean, as long as it's not snowing, Buffalo is probably happy to get out of town.
True.
So it's a little bit easier.
Yes.
All right. Next up, we're going to go to the semifinal games. We're going to come back to the Mayo Bowl. Georgia, Ohio State in the Peach Bowl. I mentioned this earlier. If Alabama had the same type of season the past 2 years that Georgia had, I'd be more scared of Alabama. Even Clemson, when they were their most dominant, if they had the stretch like Georgia's had, I would feel better about them against this Ohio State team. Georgia should be the favorite. They are the favorite. It would definitely be an upset if Ohio State won. But something about me kind of likes Ohio State. I don't know. They've got the moxie, and they've got Urban Meyer. There was an interview with him asking him to assess the team, and he was like, well, our guys, due to this. It was like, well, you're not even on the team anymore. But they got Urban Meyer in their corner.
Yeah.
So I'm giving Ohio State the edge over Georgia in the Peach Bowl, even though I know Georgia thinks they're going to get the home field advantage being in Atlanta for the Peach Bowl. It ain't like there aren't going to be Ohio State people.
Right.
There are exactly 3.2 billion Ohio State alum in the world, and a few of them will be at this game. All right, next up, Michigan TCU in the Fiesta Bowl. I mean, I won't lie and say I have any idea how this game is going to go, but I did like Chip Patterson's stat when he pointed out that the favorites tend to do better in these college football semifinal, and so I like Michigan. I think TCU is one of those, like, making it to the college football, happy to be here, syndrome might set in. I know that they won't play like that. They won't say that.
Yeah.
And it's not like Michigan's got more of a history, but it's not like they've been rolling up in the college football playoff, right? This is their first time getting over that hump as well. As far as a breakdown, I can't tell you anything about these teams.
I know. I like TCU's season. I want them to win.
Go follow Chip Patterson. Listen to the Cover 3 podcast. Listen to somebody who knows college football better than I do to give you a pick on that one. I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
And finally, on Minute Takes, the first half of the Duke's Mayo Bowl. We're breaking it down. It's actually, we got about 7 minutes left in the first half. And Ben Finley is in at quarterback for NC State. So yeah. I did not see any injury or anything. And NC State's point total only being 3 leads me to believe that NC State is trying different things on offense. Maryland leads 10-3, about 7 minutes left to go on this one. The offense has not been firing at a high rate for NC State. They're trying things with Ben Finley. We'll see how that goes. NC State trying to get to 9 wins to match Duke. To match UNC and Duke. Wait, didn't we say Duke got to 9 wins? Mm-hmm. Yes, to match Duke and UNC. Yep. They get 9 wins for everybody in the triangle. We'll see what Ben Finley can do.
Yeah, it was 3-3 for a minute, so they just recently got a touchdown. So maybe NC State will come back and get one, too.
All right, they're going to have to wake up the offense in the second half. NC State's offense struggling about as much as I am to fill the full minute there in breaking down. I honestly thought I'd be able to watch more of the game. Maybe it's just because they've both been at midfield seemingly the whole time.
It feels like
I'm like,
it.
I haven't seen much happen, and I don't feel like I'm missing a lot either.
Before either one had scored, they literally were just going back and forth.
Two
in the
field
middle of the
goals
field.
And then passing it around at the 40. And then they like switched to the second quarter, and so it was like hard to tell. And they both kind of have red and white and black in all their colors, so it just feels like everybody's muddling around. Make something happen. Get more mayo in this game. More mayo would make this game better. That's what it takes.
There you go.
Technology lets you multitask from a bike desk.
Whew, 3 meetings in 3 miles.
But to manage multiple clouds, you need more than technology. You need CDW to implement and deploy a Nutanix hybrid multi-cloud solution that integrates all your apps and data into one platform. With unified management and seamless workload migration, CDW will help your team accelerate digital transformation.
Starting Mountain Incline.
That's enough for today.
Nutanix makes simplified hybrid multi-cloud possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/Nutanix.